That's SB, we're still short one. That's SB 615, Calderon Multiple Employer Welfare Agreements Benefits. Quick announcement, Senator Anderson will not be present in today's hearing. With that, Senator Calderon, once we get a quorum, we will establish it and somebody will move your bill. If not, feel free to present. Thank you and welcome.
Thank you so much for holding this special hearing just for me, Mr. Chairman and members.
That's because you're a very special person.
Thank you so much. I don't think it's positive. Opening statement. This is what it says here. SB 615 would ensure that employers who provide health benefits through a multiple employer welfare arrangement, or what they call a MEWA, have the accurate information they need to maximize opportunities under the Federal Affordable Care Act. MEWAs are health care plans that are sponsored by an industry trade association and organized under ERISA. There are only four MEWAs operating right now in California. When providing benefits as a self-funded or partially self-funded ERISA plan, MEWAs are not required to offer the same essential health benefits under the federal act as required for health insurers and HMOs. That also means that those plans might not meet the minimum essential coverage standard required for individuals. Compliance with the essential health benefits and minimum essential coverage standards could impact an individual's tax liability or qualification for subsidies. SB 615 minimizes possible confusion for the employer and employees as to whether the health care benefits purchased through a MEWA meet ACA standards for new benefits plans that may be offered beginning 2014. SB 615 will encourage those who provide health care benefits to MEWAs to offer benefit plans that meet ACA standards. This bill has no known opposition. Mr. John Norwood, representing the California Association of Small Employer Health Plans, is here to testify in support. With that, I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Calderon. Please present and state your position.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, members, John Norwood on behalf of the California Association of Small Employer Health Plans, and we do support this bill. Happy to answer any questions. Just want to indicate that our MEWAs are trusts that are sponsored by each of these trade associations under ERISA. They have a fiduciary obligation to their members. They want to adopt best practices. And we think this is one that will encourage transparency and disclosure. Our organizations deal with multiple vendors. And so if we have an obligation to properly market our products in terms of representing what they do and what they don't, then that obligation also incurs with the vendors that we work with. So we think it's a good bill, and we encourage your aye vote. Thank you.
Okay, we do have a quorum. We're going to go ahead and establish that, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm. Senator Hernandez?
Here.
Hernandez here. Harmon?
Here.
Harmon here. Alquist? Anderson? Blakeslee? Blakeslee here. DeLeon? DeSaunier? DeSaunier here. Rubio? Wolk?
Here.
Wolk here.
We have a quorum established. And anyone else would like to speak in support of the measure, please state your name and your position. Anyone in opposition to the measure? There's a motion to move the bill. Is there any questions from any of the members? We have a motion by Senator Wolk. The chair is recommending a support vote on the motion that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Seeing no questions or comments, would you like to close, Senator?
Respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you very much. With that, call the roll.
Senator Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Alquist? Anderson? Blakeslee?
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. DeLeon? DeSaunier? DeSaunier, aye. Rubio? Wolk? Wolk, aye.
That measure currently has five. It's the only bill. I will still leave the roll open for those who want to come and add on. The rest of the members, feel free if you would like to leave. Senator, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, members.
Okay. Okay, we're going to lift the call to the only item, SB 615, Calderon, and it is 5-0, and it is currently the assembly amendments to be concurred in. Call the absent members.
Senator Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Anderson? De Leon?
What is the chair's recommendation?
Aye.
De Leon, aye. Rubio?
Thank you. And we're going to lift a call again for the only issue, SB 615, Calderon, that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Call the absent members.
Senator Anderson?
No.
Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye.
That has eight. That measure is out, and that concludes the business for the day, and we will adjourn.